Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. News and comment. When devouring your deen. News. Trump thanks his quote-unquote Muslim friends in Michigan at Ramadan iftar dinner in the White House. Comment. It is deeply troubling that some Muslims in America continue to align themselves with an administration that has waged war against Muslims and targeted innocent, law-abiding and hard-working immigrants. This administration has not only demonized these individuals, but has also used them as scapegoats to divert attention from the failures of a capitalist system designed to serve the wealthy elite, the top 5%. By choosing to engage with this administration, these individuals become complicit in its wrongdoings. Their participation is far from neutral. Rather, it directly contributes to the suffering and bloodshed of Muslims worldwide, particularly in Gaza, Yemen, and other regions where Muslims are oppressed and silenced. Through their actions, these so-called Muslim leaders reinforce a system that stands in direct opposition to Allah's justice. It is evident that they have aligned themselves with the very forces that subjugate their own brothers and sisters in addition to all innocent human beings. While Muslims around the world endure hardship at the hands of its colonialist occupiers and their allies, these leaders choose to break bread with the oppressors, devouring both their deen, religion, and their dignity in the process. What a shameful spectacle indeed. Their blatant betrayal of Islam and their fellow Muslims is not only disgraceful, but also a tragic testament to the consequences of forsaking one's deen. They turn a blind eye to the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disregarding the moral and ethical responsibilities that come with their quote-unquote iman, faith. Let them remember the words of Allah.
ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون.
And do not incline towards those who do wrong, lest the fire should touch you and you would have no protectors other than Allah, nor would you have been helped. Surah Al-Hud, verse 113. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Haytham ibn Thabi, media representative of Hizb ut-Tahrir in America. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.